welcome to the debut of the PFG Vibecast. In case you're wondering, PFG Vibe is the brainchild of me, Russell Baxter, and my partner, Julie Voigt, pro football guru Vibe. VI is Voigt's Insights, BE is Baxter's Expertise. We're both NFL writers, we're both NFL aficionados, and we are on the verge of Super Bowl 53, and we thought, what was a better time to make our debut on the air with this Vibecast than the biggest game of the century, at least for this season. So I hope you enjoy the next few moments as we discuss NFL history and what we think is going to happen in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta between the New England Patriots and Los Angeles Rams. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome in Julie Voigt. Julie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I mean, anytime you get a chance to talk football and in this forum or any other forum, I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, the Super Bowl invokes so many memories for a lot of people. You know, for the casual fan, it's something they might only stumble upon once a year. You know, for other people, it wraps up a long football season, which it's a long season, but a lot of times it happens to go very, very quickly. It's hard to believe we're really at almost, it seems like we just started talking about week seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and now all of a sudden we're on the verge of the biggest game of the season, and the New England Patriots, who are seemingly make this now an annual event. They're just the third team to be in the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, and getting ready to accomplish something, or at least try to accomplish something that hasn't happened in 46 years, and that's win the Super Bowl the year after losing the Super Bowl, which of course was the 1972 Dolphins, the last team to pull off that feat, awfully long time ago. But I guess when you're in the Super Bowl nine times in an 18-year span, gives you plenty of opportunity to make or, you know, just make not so much history, okay, because it's not like this hasn't been done before. The history that's really being made with the New England Patriots is the fact that they are here so often. As a franchise, it will be their 11th appearance. It will be the ninth time under head coach Bill Belichick, along with, you know, ageless quarterback Tom Brady, at this team is in this big game. Doesn't mean they've won it all those times. You know, five wins, three losses over this stretch. But, you know, you could certainly make a case in 99 years of the NFL, this may be the premier dynasty of all time. Julie, what do you think?
Oh, they're definitely on a roll. And you know what? Going back to the whole season itself, I think this was just so much an exciting season to the point where all these teams, including the Patriots, we didn't even know they were going to even think about making a playoff game for a while. You know, a couple of times they had those back-to-back losses in the season, and we were thinking they were going to scrape up a win, and here they are. They're in their ninth, you know, like you said, you know, the Super Bowl. It's their dynasty. And as long as they're all together there, I think they're just going to keep rolling with these and, you know, just let them win. This is awesome. This is history right here.
Yeah, it is. To the degree of what they're accomplishing, yes. You know, of course, if they do win the Super Bowl. And what's funny about the Patriots, because now they've been here so often, They have a chance to either tie the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl wins, which would be six. Strange as it may sound, as a franchise, they would set a new Super Bowl record for the most losses, which would be six.
Wow.
The Denver Broncos are 3-5 lifetime in the Super Bowl. So this is the fun thing about the Super Bowl. It's the numbers, it's the history. You know, we're getting ready to watch the game on Sunday. We will be inundated, and I mean that in a good way, you know, with those great flashbacks of the Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers and, you know, the Cowboys of the 90s and the 49ers of the 80s and, of course, the current run the Patriots as well. And then also some of the more memorable plays, the Lynn Swan catch, the Garrett Upremian bobbled, botched, blocked field goal, which some would make the case it's the most famous play in Super Bowl history. Not the most glamorous, but, you know, that's all part of it this weekend. Super Bowl has taken on a party-type atmosphere, not only around the country, but around the world. I've been fortunate enough to attend more than 20 of them. And it's something that's, for a football fan, it's got to be on your bucket list.
Oh, definitely. You know.
So let me ask you, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, what's your favorite Super Bowl memory, or what are your biggest Super Bowl memories, what's the first couple things that would come to mind?
You know, I have to say, a very first memory that I can remember is the Super Bowl 1985 Chicago Bears. I grew up in Chicagoland area, you know, with a bunch of Bears fans, and that was a big thing. I remember, you know, the Super Bowl shuffle, of course. My brother bought the record, and he would just burn it up in his room, and we'd be singing, and we're dancing, and we knew all the words, and that was, I think, when I first loved football, because I will say I was fangirling over Jim McMahon, but, you know, that was my very first Super Bowl that I could actually sit there and remember, the family getting into it. Of course, you know, food galore. My dad was huge on feeding all of us, and I just remember them winning, and, you know, everyone was just screaming and shouting. It was pretty much their first Super Bowl win in the area since, I believe it was 1963. Am I right?
Well, yeah, their first NFL championship. And, you know, it's a franchise. It's funny. You know, we don't ever ignore history when we talk about when it comes to PFG Vibe. You know, we know the Super Bowl obviously is a not a small part, big part, but not the only part of a league that's had, you know, all these champions going back to 1920. You know, only the Packers with 13 have won more NFL championships. But the Bears, of course, the Bears have only done it once in the Super Bowl era. Mm-hmm. But are certainly people who will make the case that that 1985 Bears team, which was so incredibly dominant,
yes,
in that is 16 games, pinched a couple of shutouts in the playoffs, and funny enough, that was New England's first ever Super Bowl appearance.
Yes, it is. Yes,
if you're a Patriots fan, it's an afternoon you won't soon forget, but not for necessarily the right reasons. 46-10. You think about that defense with Mike Singletary and Dan Hampton and Richard Dent, all in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Walter Payton, obviously part of that team as well. So,
yes.
Players, great memories. You know, the Bears, obviously part of NFL legend, and that 85 team with that defense. And Mike Ditka is the head coach, and of course, Buddy Ryan as the defensive coordinator, who then went on to become head coach, is a head coach with various teams, and his son's now playing a prominent role in football as well these days. Yeah, great things came from that 85 Bears squad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have a love for Walter Payton. I think, even as a Colts fan as I am right now, I will always have the high respect for Walter Payton. He's in my Hall of Fame right now. So, yeah, that was just a phenomenal team, and one, I guess, a great team to remember.
Yeah, a dominant team, and funny enough, in an era now where we talk more offense than defense.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of those teams, very much like the 2000 Ravens, to a degree the 2013 Seahawks, certainly the 2015 Broncos, that were really carried more by their defense than their offense, which is the beauty of football. There's so many different ways to win a championship. You know, it's not necessarily just going and blowing somebody's doors off with your offense. You can certainly do things with your defense.
Right.
Since that year, which was you know, pretty amazing from top to bottom.
Uh-huh.
And got better as the year went on. Like I said, we stumbled once, and that was a Monday night loss to Miami. But, yeah, the 85 Bears, I think for some people, especially the generation now, because it was, you know, 33 years ago,
uh-huh,
That was a very important football game for a lot of people who are currently NFL fans.
Yes. Yes.
What's another one that jumps out to you, Julie?
Oh, you know it's got to be that Indianapolis Colts versus Chicago Bears. Everything about that game, you know, that was my first Super Bowl as a Colts fan because, hey, I pretty much that was the first Super Bowl in Indianapolis, you could say. But just, again, the atmosphere, the rain, the drenched rain in Miami, you know, kickoff. There's Devin Hester going, what was it, 98 yards, I believe?
Still the only time the opening kickoff in the Super Bowl was returned for a touchdown. So
yes, yes, and of course you're thinking there.
I was in South Florida. I was at that game, and you know, fortunately, I had sat down and was sitting there, and like, well, you know, that was quick, and you know, Devin Hester, I think, was so fast, he returned that kickoff, Julie, and did not get wet.
Oh no! Wow. That's something right there. I think that's a record, huh?
Yes. You know, I remember being at the game and working the game for television and so on. And just remember the whole day was, you know, pretty gloomy.
Yeah.
Certainly if you're not a Colts fan. I'm sorry, it wasn't gloomy if you were a Colts fan because of the end result and so on. But it was kind of a sloppy game.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the conditions and so on. I wouldn't say it was one of the more well-played games in football history, but it was the culmination of a great postseason by the Colts, who, you know, it wasn't one of those years where they were number one seed. They actually had to go on the road and win a playoff game at Baltimore when they beat the Ravens with 5 field goals. Some guy named Adam Went? No. Adam Vinatieri, of course. Super Bowl champion with the Patriots earlier. And of course, coming back in 2019, as it was just recently announced. It's funny to me how time flies, because that's a game that's so vivid in many people's memories right now. Peyton Manning, obviously, and you know, the Bears, Lovie Smith, Tony Dungy, you know, Marvin Harrison, you know, some of these guys like Dungy and Harrison just going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And yet, Julie, it's already 12 years ago.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Time flies. Yes, I would say all these NFL seasons are flying by.
Yeah. Well, again, the NFL season kind of takes on a quick mind of its own, for lack of a better word. You know, you wait all year, the anticipation is so great. Before you know it, you know, you're trying to figure out who's in playoff position, and you're trying to figure out, you know, for the teams that are not going to the playoffs, their draft position, and then all of a sudden, here in, you know, getting ready for Super Sunday, in what should be a pretty intriguing matchup, a team that's been here annually, like we already mentioned, you know, it'll be their 9th appearance in 18 years, against a franchise that the last time they were in this game was back in 2001, when they were the St. Louis Rams, and they were heavy favorites to beat this upstart New England Patriots team with this second-year quarterback named Tom Brady. And you know, the Patriots pulled off one of the great upsets, and here we come full circle again. The game is won on the final play of the game by Adam Vinatieri. We have an Adam Vinatieri themed show here.
We love the goat.
It's very coincident. It just shows you how much NFL history he has spanned.
Yeah.
But of course, this is a different Rams team. It's Sean McVay in his second season as an NFL coach. Very young Sean McVay, young football team. You know, with Todd Gurley and Jared Goff, and there's some amazing talent on the defensive side of the ball. I think it makes for a very, very intriguing matchup, and it's almost role reversal, because the Patriots, not that they're expected to win handily, but they are the team that is favored.
Right.
Which to the Rams team, that, you know, back with Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt and all them, they were the favorites. They were in their second Super Bowl in a 3-year span. They had won it in 1999. So it's kind of cool. In that regard, you know, the Rams, again, they're in the Super Bowl for the fourth time. This will be the second time as the Los Angeles Rams. They were in the Super Bowl twice as the St. Louis Rams. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. again, that's part of the history. That's part of the stuff I like. The odds and ends, the little tids and tads, as we used to call them, and so on. And those highlights, you know, I already mentioned the Gary Apremian play from Super Bowl 7 and, you know, Lynn Swatt's amazing catch in Super Bowl 10. So on. But it's funny, if I had to pick a Super Bowl memory that's mm-hmm. the most, it's actually when the Rams and the Patriots played the first time.
Oh, interesting.
I was in the stands,
uh-huh.
working, and something a little different. The New England Patriots decided to be introduced as a team, rather as individuals.
Wow.
You will remember that year. It was 2001. It was, you know, the tragic events of 9/11 4 months earlier.
Right.
And, you know, it was an odd season. We missed a week of football, as it obviously took a backseat to the, you know, the tragedies in New York and Washington and so on. And here were the Patriots, who had gotten there surprisingly and decided to come out all together. And there was a lot. I thought that was very, very emotional.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a play. It's not a catch. It's not a tackle. It's not a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Something that epitomized team football. It was a bunch of guys who were getting ready to do their job.
That would leave me emotional. I know that if I had to witness that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So, yeah. You know. Now fast forward, and it's Sunday
mm-hmm.
at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which of course for a lot of people means here are the Rams, here are the Patriots. Can the Patriots do this again? Can the Rams pull off a little bit of a mini surprise? You know, you've got one head coach who is among the legends of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an up-and-coming head coach who a lot of people who are already speak very, very highly of and like what he has done in terms of his communication with his players and so on. It's a great contrast in styles. When you look at the Rams and the Patriots, Julie, what's the one thing to you that kind of stands out about this matchup?
I just see the Patriots. That's all I can see. And it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, they're just so dominant. And, you know, you have a lot of people that are like, oh, well, it's another Patriots Super Bowl. You know, I mean, it was a different team this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sit there and think, even the Patriots at one time, I think, were thinking, hey, we're not the Patriots right now. I think this is a great game. The Rams have a chance. I think the Patriots got hot at the right time. It might not end up being the way we want it to be, but again, you know, I think we're going to have a good game. I really do.
Any final score come to mind?
Well, it's going to be rather close, I believe. But I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I think I want to go with the score of 24-21. And I think I want to go with Gronk as an MVP. I think he's going to show up and show out. I know it's crazy. Crazier things have happened, though. I really want to pull for Gronk.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that because, you know, we talked about the Patriots either tying history or making history a few moments ago. Rob Gronkowski as the MVP would certainly make Super Bowl history.
Right.
Never been a tight end voted Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So, as for me, I'm also leaning the New England Patriots. I think they did gel at the right time. The key to this game is going on to the football, and I don't necessarily mean that in terms of turnovers. I mean that more in terms of ball control. Time of possession has been the dominant statistic in the postseason so far this year, and the Patriots have certainly perfected it with their running game and accurate passing by Tom Brady and just enough defense to get the job done. I have a different score. Patriots 34, Rams 23. Oh. But fooled by that. That's the Rams maybe with a chance to come down trailing by four late in the game. And you know, defense does rear its head. Either a turn, you know, a lost fumble or maybe a pick six by the Patriots makes the score a little more deceptive than the action on the field. And that would certainly be different to these current Patriots. These last eight Super Bowls that the Patriots have been in, none of them have been decided by double digits. All of them have been decided by 8 points or less.
Huh, wow, that's interesting.
They play it close to the vest. They play it. They do just enough to get the job done. And when it's all said and done, you know, whether you win by 45 points like the Niners did in Super Bowl 24, or you win by 1 point like the Giants did in Super Bowl 25, doesn't matter. You still get to hoist the Lombardi Trophy.
Right.
Again, I think it'll be a fascinating Sunday with some of the best players in the league at their respective positions. Will be out there like an Aaron Donald, you know, or Todd Gurley, some people would say, or a Tom Brady, an all-time legend. So I think it's going to be fun. And, you know, what else is going to be fun is following PFG Vibe on Twitter, because Julie and I are going to give you plenty to think about on Super Bowl Sunday as we are covering the game, chatting with people who are following us online. You know, we hope you enjoyed our first venture into the PFG Vibecast. You can follow Julie on Twitter at JulieNoted_PFG. You can follow me on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. And we'd love to hear your thoughts and critique of our first podcast. Julie, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you for having us. Or me. Or yeah.
See, even the two of us have the jitters at times. So.
Hey, yeah, it happens. But you know, just don't be nervous listening to us. I guarantee you, you'll gain a couple of brain cells after you listen to us.
Well, Julie and I stress the three F's: fun, facts, football.
And none of the F's are food.
Well, that's kind of a given.
Okay? Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, that's kind of a given. So, but again, I hope you like what you're listening to. You know, we'll be back down the road with other podcasts. Enjoy Super Bowl 53, and for the two of us, hopefully you'll get your prediction correct.
I didn't bet, so I hope not. So, yeah, if you do plan on betting, I wouldn't, you know, use my score, but use Baxter's score here.
For refunds. So.
No, we don't. All righty. Well, you want to close us out there?
Well, yeah. Again, you now know the various ways to find us, PFG Vibe on Twitter. JulieNoted_PFG, Bax Football Guru. You can also find PFG Vibe on ProFootballGuru.com. That's the work that Julie and I collaborate on. You know, our preview for Super Bowl 53 will be up this weekend. Find PFG Vibe on Facebook as well. We're all over the place. You know, we're less than a year into this, but we're having a great time. I hope you support what we do, and again, feel free to critique us, and feel free to pass this podcast on to other football fans who may be interested. And thank you very much.
Thank you.